2. The Day Out. Every third Thursday, said Mrs. Banks, 2 till 5. Mary Poppins eyed her sternly. The best people, ma'am, she said, give every second Thursday and 1 till 6, and those I shall take, or... Mary Poppins paused, and Mrs. Banks knew what the pause meant. It meant that if she didn't get what she wanted, Mary Poppins would not stay. Very well, said Mrs. Banks hurriedly, though she wished Mary Poppins did not know so very much more about the best people than she did herself. So Mary Poppins put on her white gloves and tucked her umbrella under her arm, not because it was raining, but because it had such a beautiful handle that she couldn't possibly leave it at home. How could you leave your umbrella behind if it had a parrot's head for a handle? Besides, Mary Poppins was very vain and liked to look her best. Indeed, she was quite sure that she never looked anything else. Jane waved to her from the nursery window. Where are you going? She called. Kindly close that window, replied Mary Poppins, and Jane's head hurriedly disappeared inside the nursery. Mary Poppins walked down the garden path and opened the gate. Once outside in the lane, she set off walking very quickly, as if she were afraid the afternoon would run away from her if she didn't keep up with it. At the corner, she turned to the right and then to the left, nodded haughtily to the policeman, who said it was a nice day, and by that time she felt that her day out had begun. She stopped beside an empty motor car in order to put her hat straight with the help of the windscreen in which it was reflected. Then she smoothed down her frock and tucked her umbrella more securely under her arm so that the handle, or rather the parrot, could be seen by everybody. After these preparations, she went forward to meet the matchman. Now, the matchman had 2 professions. He not only sold matches, like any ordinary matchman, but he drew pavement pictures as well. He did these things turnabout according to the weather. If it was wet, he sold matches, because the rain would have washed away his pictures if he had painted them. If it was fine, he was on his knees all day, making pictures in coloured chalks on the sidewalks, and doing them so quickly that often you would find he had painted up one side of a street and down the other almost before you'd had time to come round the corner. On this particular day, which was fine but cold, he was painting. He was in the act of adding a picture of 2 bananas, an apple, and a head of Queen Elizabeth to a long string of others when Mary Poppins walked up to him, tiptoeing so as to surprise him. Hey, called Mary Poppins softly. He went on putting brown stripes on a banana and brown curls on Queen Elizabeth's head. Ahem, said Mary Poppins with a ladylike cough. He turned with a start and saw her. Mary! He cried, and you could tell by the way he cried it that Mary Poppins was a very important person in his life.